today, about 2% of infants are born drug dependent, and doctors are rethinking how to care for them, including the way hospitals facilitate mother-infant bonding. For member station KCUR in Kansas City, Alex Smith reports.
When Victoria was pregnant with her fourth child, she was addicted to heroin and hated herself for it.
If you are in withdrawal, you feel your baby uncomfortable inside of you. And then you use, and then the baby's not. And that's a really awful, vulgar, like, thought, but it's true.
In her third trimester, Victoria started recovery using methadone. We're using only her first name because she's used illegal drugs. When her daughter Lily was born, the newborn was started on morphine to help ease her withdrawal symptoms, like clenched muscles and a high-pitched scream. Victoria was allowed to hold, feed, and care for her daughter at the hospital during those first few difficult weeks. The treatment they got is fairly new. Dr. Jody Jackson treats newborns with critical health problems in the neonatal intensive care unit of Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. Jackson explains that a ward like this, armed with high-tech beeping medical monitors, is not where newborns like Lily belong.
What happened 10, 15 years ago is babies exposed were immediately removed from the mom, and they were put in an ICU in a warmer with bright lights with nobody holding them. You know, of course, they're going to be upset about that. And so the risk of withdrawal is much higher in that situation.
Jackson has worked for years to address infant mortality in Kansas and is now heading a statewide effort to get hospitals to use science-based treatment methods for neonatal abstinence syndrome, like keeping mothers and infants together in the hospital and providing recovery drugs to reduce withdrawal symptoms. Jackson says she's starting from scratch in many parts of the state where there are no standard treatment approaches, and bias against drug users sometimes keeps mothers and infants apart.
That is probably one of the most damaging approaches that there is, because it's not helping the woman and it's not helping the baby.
But improving outcomes for opioid-dependent babies will probably take more than just educating hospital staff. Dr. Alicia Walkman teaches pediatrics at Boston University.
It really depends on the capacity of the hospital. Some of them don't have rooms available for the mothers to stay with the baby.
And there's still plenty of debate about what is best for these babies. For example, new research suggests that methadone may be a better recovery drug for newborns than morphine, which Walkman says is most often used. But doctors are still unsure about long-term effects.
There's very few high-quality clinical trials that have been done in this population of infants. If you can imagine, this is an incredibly difficult population to study.
Dr. Jackson acknowledges the challenges, but she says establishing consistent practices based on what doctors do know is an important first step. For Victoria and her daughter Lily, staying together in the hospital was key, even though Victoria had no idea what would happen next.
I was trying not to be connected with her because I thought they're probably going to take her. You know, I haven't been clean that long, so I was trying to not, like, be in love with her, but that didn't happen. Like, I was so in love with her.
But Victoria showed state officials that she was committed to her recovery. She's been allowed to raise her daughter at Amethyst Place, a recovery home in Kansas City.
Patty cake, bacon.
Today, Lily is a 16-month-old who shares her mother's blonde hair, bright eyes, and big smile. The picture of good health, and her mom has been sober for more than a year and a half. For NPR News, I'm Alex Smith in Kansas City.
And this story is part of a reporting partnership with KCUR, NPR, and Kaiser Health News.